strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. Appreciate you spending some time with the show. Last night, the only televised gubernatorial debate was held with the GOP candidates. Four of them were on the dais last night, and a lot of opinions about what happened last night. One of those candidates was Karen Taylor Robeson. She joins us now. Mrs. Robeson, welcome back to the show. Out of the gate, your opinions of the debate last night.
Well, thank you, Mike, for having me on. I feel very good about my performance, especially knowing it was kind of a home game for Carrie Lake, who spent her entire career on television. But, you know, when you strip away the kind of the circus atmosphere, if you will, a roller derby atmosphere, and the name calling and noise, I think I was the only candidate on the stage that had detailed knowledge and plans for the greatest challenges our state faces, like water and inflation and education. I feel good about the outcome.
Do you think that the voters in Arizona, that are the ones that will be voting in the Republican primary, do you think that they got information yesterday or last night that was useful, or do you think the way the debate went kind of distracted from the usefulness of the information that was out there?
You know, I think there was a lot of distraction, but you know, over the course of this campaign, I've been at, I think, 8 or 9 forums now with most of the other candidates. But it's clear, you know, Carrie Lake won't show up at these forums because she doesn't want to have to debate the real issues. You know, she has one issue, that's her focus. But Arizona is facing we have significant challenges, you know, water, education, immigration issues. And so all the candidates that you saw there last night, other than Carrie Lake, have been at these forums. And so we've had, you know, multiple opportunities to reach voters across the state in various forums. And I hope we will continue to have more forums. It's just unfortunate that the televised one turned into a bit of a ruckus.
Let's talk about a couple of issues that have grown in importance since the last time we've talked. With the ending of Roe v. Wade at the federal level, sending it back to the states, we now have our attorney general saying that we will default back to a 1901 law. Do you think we should be going back to a 1901 law, or what should be done? And if you're governor, what can be done with the abortion laws or, you know, here in Arizona?
Well, as you know, and as I've said many times, I am pro-life. I always have been. I always will be. And, you know, a lot has transpired in 50 years. And, you know, we've learned a lot. That's one of the reasons why I think, you know, the legislation and laws you're seeing around this country are further protecting the unborn, in particular when we now know that they feel pain at much earlier ages in the womb. And so I think we have to take that into consideration. We have to take, you know, all sorts of considerations into account. You know, I've also said that we have to be mindful of the women and take care of the women, care as much about the women walking into a clinic as we do about her unborn child. We must do that. I think times call for that. But I am, you know, thrilled with the Supreme Court's ruling, because it now is where it belongs, and that is in the hands of the people and elected democracy, not unelected judges.
Karen Taylor Robeson, gubernatorial candidate in the GOP primary, is joining us. The other issue that's come to light this morning with the Supreme Court decision saying that the president has the right to end the Remain in Mexico policy has now made the border issue, especially in states like Arizona on the border, it is going to affect us dramatically. In light of what's happened, is there anything now that you believe needs to be done more, or what is your border policy, and does anything change based on what the Supreme Court said today?
Well, I certainly don't like the outcome, but I respect the outcome of the Supreme Court in their decision. Now it is, you know, obviously up to Joe Biden, but I'm not going to hold my breath, because I think his border policy is working just as he would like it, which means open borders. And that is a disaster for Arizona. Arizona is on the front lines. I'm actually headed back to the border today, and we have to be prepared for the surge. The federal government is not our friend in this case, and you know, we just have to figure out how we can protect the people and property in Arizona. And that means sending resources to our local law enforcement down there. This legislature and governor has sent some resources down there, but we will send all the resources we need to protect the people and property of the state of Arizona.
And that was my more toward in line of what the question is, because we had Arizona's Morning News had Sheriff Daniels on this morning, and he was talking about arresting the same human smuggler twice in one night, and how many successful runs they have, and that he believes that this is now going to be catch and release even for these smugglers. Do we need to even add more resources to what we send to the border?
Yes.
When let's talk about one more issue before I let you go, and that issue is the economy here in Arizona. We've talked about this before. Arizona is said to be positioned much better, even in case of a recession, to survive and to thrive more. What needs to happen in Arizona to take it to the next level? What changes or what additions need to happen in our economy for security for our working people in Arizona?
Well, it is true. Our economy is far more resilient today than it was in 2008 after the last recession. The governor and many, many people working together, the legislature, the Arizona Commerce Authority, has done a great job finding that we and the next recession, which is coming, and we may already be in it. But I believe we have to continue a business environment that allows every business to succeed, large or small. I said it on the debate last night. I want Arizona to be the small business capital of America, and that means a low tax, low regulatory environment. And when I'm governor, that's exactly what we will do. We will remove impediments to the formation of businesses. Every business starts as a small business, and we have to do everything we can to support small businesses.
I always appreciate some time when you can come on the show with us. Tell people where they can find you and learn more about your campaign.
Thank you. They can go to my website, KarenForArizona.com. That's K-A-R-R-I-N for Arizona.com.
As always, it's a pleasure. Look forward to having you on again.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Karen Taylor Robeson, candidate for governor. That debate was something else. We're going to talk. I think we're going to spend a little time talking about that debate later on this morning. I just wish that the citizens of Arizona would have gotten a performance from all the candidates that was more substantive and less of a shouting match and argument. And, you know, when you blame one person for starting the argument, I don't necessarily think that's true. It got adversarial fairly quickly, talking over each other. I wouldn't say it was completely disrespectful, but I do think that there was. It was a lot less about the audience, and I wish it had been more about the audience. And so we're going to talk more as the morning goes on, because the voters in Arizona have a very important decision to make. Republicans have candidates to choose from, and then the state of Arizona, including a huge number of independent voters, are going to have to choose our leadership for the next 4 years in six very important races. Five of them are state offices, one for the U.S. Senate and Mark Kelly's seat. And I think the more information, the better. Go to KTAR.com/Arizona votes. You can go to that page. It's a landing page for the interviews we've done with candidates, not just on this show, but on others, so you can be an informed voter and learn more.